USA Radio News.
Law enforcement officials identified the person in custody today in a Texas school shooting as 17-year-old Demetrios Pagortzis. We're also hearing there may be two other folks of interest that authorities are looking into and that two weapons were used. Let's hear more from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
It's impossible to describe the magnitude of the evil of someone who would attack innocent children in a school, a place of learning where parents should be able to send their children without fear for their child's safety. It's with a very heavy heart that I can confirm that as of this time, there have been 10 lives that have been lost and another 10 that have been wounded.
Santa Fe, Texas is a city of about 13,000 residents and roughly about 30 miles southeast of Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Continuing our top story, at least one gunman opened fire at a Santa Fe, Texas high school, killing at least 8 people. Now, what we're hearing is the gunman may have pulled the fire alarm in an effort to get more students in the hallways. Vince Hill is a former Nashville police officer. He explains how we may want to start handling fire alarms at schools moving forward.
I think as school administrators, we need to start rethinking how we do fire alarm drills. Maybe have the SRO sweep the hallway first when that initial drill goes off, that initial alarm, to make sure there isn't an active shooter. But our students are trained to immediately run out of the classroom and get outside. I think we may need to relook at that policy, look at that procedure.
President Donald Trump announced today that he would tap current acting Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wicke to be the department's next permanent leader, joking that he had, quote, ruined the surprise for the previous unaware Wicke. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A study finds more young people in the United States are using marijuana before or instead of alcohol or cigarettes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The study is done by the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and it looked at over a quarter of a million young people between 2004 and 2014. It says in 2014, 8% of participants said they had tried pot before any other drug. In 2004, that percentage was just under 4.8%, initial cigarette use dropping from 21% in 2004 to just 9% in 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senator Ted Cruz blasted the media's anti-Israel bias in the wake of the recent violent riots at the Gaza-Israel border organized by the terrorist group Hamas. Cruz took to the Senate floor to point out one example of the bias that we're seeing in the media.
We can count on global media elites acting as little more than propaganda arms for Hamas and other terrorists. And no week has that been more evident than this week. The New York Times' headline, Israel kills dozens at Gaza border as U.S. embassy opens in Jerusalem. What are the actual facts? You remember facts. The things that used to be reported when journalists were actually being journalists and not propagandists.
Cruz's entire speech, which went about 35 minutes, can be found on YouTube. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.